Our story begins in Charlie's penthouse, where he is tossing and turning in bed and dreaming.
We have to get out. Hello? What the hell is this?
Where am I?
Hello? Oh my God. Hannah?
Somebody get me out of this train! It's gonna blow!
Help me.
What are you doing here?
I'm going to die. Please help me.
Charlie. No, I can't. I gotta get out of here. I have to find Hannah. I have to find Hannah and get us out of here.
You can't leave me like this. I'm not gonna make it.
No, if I don't get Hannah out of here, we might all die in this train. I'm sorry. I have to get out of here. I have to go.
No, please, Charlie. Please don't leave me. Don't let me die, please. Don't leave me here. I'm going to die. Help me, please. Charlie.
No, get away from me. Get away from me. I can't get away from me. No! Oh, my God. What did I do? That poor kid. No.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples. At the 23rd Precinct, Chuck is talking with Trey and Joe about the Dr. Flowers Church fire.
Joe, I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me today.
It's no problem. Any friend of Raven and Hannah is a friend of mine. This is Trey Gallagher. I called him and told him what you were looking for.
Hi, Trey.
And it looks like we may have struck pay dirt, Chuck. Trey, you want to fill him in?
Chuck, we recovered several things from the fire at Dr. Flowers Church. One of them was a metal box.
Did any of these things belong to Kathy Summers?
Well, apparently this box was hers based on what we found inside.
What did you find?
A few pictures, some jewelry, and what looks to be a journal.
A journal?
Yep. Well, most of it didn't make any sense or give us any insight to the church. It was all about some baby.
Chuck, we have a lockbox downstairs if you want to take a look.
Yes, of course. Joe, thanks so much. This may be just what I'm looking for.
At St. John Hospital, Blake is in Matt's room talking with Dr. Brian Morgan.
Dr. Morgan, why the hell isn't he waking up? I thought the surgery was going to help this.
Blake, I spoke with Dr. Patel earlier this morning. He feels like Matt could wake up any minute now.
Really? That's great news.
Seen that man work miracles at this hospital.
And if Matt wakes up after all he's been through, it truly will be a miracle.
In his office at the Westside Hospital, Dr. Hunt has just began a session with Adriana.
How are you, Adriana? Have you had any other memories?
I keep getting stuck at the point where my father tells me that my baby is dead.
I feel like we're very close to you remembering it all. I've noticed a change in you these past few days, as these memories have returned.
What do you mean?
Well, I've always thought that missing this chunk of your life was the key to you making a complete recovery and being released from this hospital. You suffered a traumatic experience, and that, coupled with your bipolar disorder that went untreated, led to all the horrible things that happened in your adult life. I feel like your confidence has grown, and that you're preparing yourself to re-enter life outside this hospital.
Oh, Dr. Hunt, I can't tell you how much I want to get out of here. If there's any chance my daughter is alive, I want to find her.
Is there some reason you think that she might still be alive?
I haven't remembered anything else. It's just that, well, Alexander came up with this way out there theory about all this. and it has made me think.
Your sister has a theory about your baby.
She thinks that Zoe Jessup is my daughter.
Intern Zoe? Why would she think something like that?
Because Zoe seems to be the right age, and her father's name is Zach, just like my Zach Jessup.
Well, what is Alexandra planning on doing with this information, Adriana?
Nothing for now. I told her to stay out of it until we heard from Carl Bradford, the detective she hired to track him down.
Well, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with any of this, Adriana. I'd like our therapy to take its natural course. You're on pace to be out of here soon. I don't want anything to mess that up.
Well, I told her not to do anything else regarding Zach Jessup. If Carl Bradford doesn't come up with any leads, then all we can do is hope I remember more.
At Brooklyn Catholic Hospital, Alexandra is standing outside the room of Clarice Jessup, Zoe's mother.
Now, geez, do I go in or not? Excuse me.
Yes?
Hi, my name is Alexandra. Are you Zach Jessup?
Yes, I am. Are you with the grant committee? I wasn't expecting you until later today.
Yes, that's right. I'm with the grant committee. You and I need to talk.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.